tough game. It was a tough one to lose. That one hurt much. And yeah, most part we played pretty good. I thought Kentucky played extremely well at times. Some strange things happened in that game. So questions.
Bobby, you, statistically, you pretty much beat them in every category. What do you feel like was the difference of just not beating them on the scoreboard?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes you make plays, sometimes you don't. We didn't make plays when we had to make them. That was the key. Had some key penalties. Didn't execute in the kicking game at all. Field goal and extra point. So, you know, that cost us 7 points right there. So that was a huge reason.
Did you feel like you guys were kind of, that hadn't been much of a problem this year? I was kind of surprised it happened like that.
Yeah. Thought he'd kick well this year. He has kicked well this year.
Coach, what does this do to your bowl chances?
I don't know. I'm not in charge of the bowls. I'm in charge of Vanderbilt football, and we're going to try to win the next one and the next one, and then we'll find out.
Bobby, what did you see on the player on the sidelines when Hawkins got hurt? Just kind of how did that all happen? What did you see?
I saw absolutely nothing. I mean, couldn't see. I mean, 100, you know, a bunch of players over there didn't see a thing.
Have you heard anything about what happened since then, or know anything about Jared?
No, I don't.
It seemed like it got a little chippy out there. Did you notice the same thing?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what happened on that play right there, to tell you the truth. All I know is somebody said that they hit him out of bounds and, you know, expect a flag, and they got a flag, and I have no idea what happened. So I can't comment on that.
How did losing Hawkins impact your team?
He's a good, you know, having a good night for us. He's a good runner. He's also a good pass receiver. You know, I don't think it was a huge impact because Cason Jackson, Garrison, and Jeff were running pretty well. You know, but it's nice to have him. I mean, we'd love to have him in there.
Well, we talk about that final drive. You took over almost 6 minutes on the clock, 2 timeouts left. Talk about McKenzie's performance and movement.
Well, until, you know, we took the sack there on the next to the last play, I thought it was very good. We knew what the time was, and we were using it just the way we wanted to use it. If we were going to score, we didn't want Kentucky to have a chance to get the ball back. So I think it was good clock management by McKenzie, and we're making some big plays, made some fourth down plays. The sack discouraged me. You know, I was actually watching the receivers trying to get open, and I didn't see the sack, but you know, we just had huddled up and said, we can't take a sack. So that was just
about. Can you talk about Andre Woodson running their offense in the no huddle? And do you think that how your team out there in the end? Because the defense was playing great in the first half, and they continued to play great. But they're on that last drive. Do you think they were a little bit tired?
Well, everybody's tired in the end of the game, but I don't think that had a factor. He's, you know, they got a good offense. And you know, I thought we did a fantastic job against him most of the game. It's hard to hold a great player down like that. And, you know, they did a good job and got us on a big long pass play that ate up a whole bunch of yardage. So up until then, we were just making them throw it short and try to beat us driving the ball, and they hadn't been able to do it.
The sack you mentioned, Bobby, is that McKenzie's inexperienced, a more experienced quarterback?
Well, maybe, Joe, but to tell you the truth, I didn't even see it. Yeah, I don't know what happened to him. Because, like I said, I was watching the receivers. I knew what the route was going to be, and I see if they were going to come open. And next thing I know, he was down on the ground. I don't know if somebody hit him that he didn't see him or whatever. But, you know, we're pleased with his progress.
Was the spike on third down what you wanted to do?
Sure.
One last
yeah,
play?
We had to stop the clock. We didn't have any more timeouts.
Could you talk about the defensive performance other than that the couple of big plays that they hit? Looked like you guys really kind of frustrated them offensively. What were y'all doing?
Well, we were just mixing up our pressures and our zone coverages and giving them different looks. And we played the run a whole lot better this year than we played against them last year, and I think that surprised them a little bit. And, you know, controlling the run and making them pass under certain circumstances is probably the key to playing them.
Being able to get up in his face, I guess.
Yeah, we got some good pressure. You know, we were with the zone pressures and just a four-man rush. We got, you know, Broderick Stewart was running by people and, you know, got some holding calls.
How frustrating is it, Bobby, to do so many things right, but then you don't?
Well, it's obviously it's frustrating, but, you know, this is, you know, just what we're always talking about. It's the SEC. You got to, you know, you got to play your best every week. And if you don't, good teams take advantage of you, and that's what Kentucky did. You know, we got to defend that play down there to the tight end. We got to, you know, we got to make that fourth down right there at the end. So we got to kick field goals. You think we would be able to kick field goals? So, yeah, because all those things, it is frustrating.
What positives from this game do you think you'll take next week against Tennessee, into the game going against Tennessee?
Well, the only positive right now I can think of is we ought to be, you know, raring to go play another one, you know, because we felt like we had a great chance to win this one and we didn't. And I think that motivates you to get out and practice and try to get better.
Talk about this past week of practice after the Florida game and anything different in practice. Do you see anything in the players?
We practiced really well, but, you know, we haven't had a problem with practicing all year. But there was a little bit more speed, I think, involved in the practice. And, you know, they wanted to be prepared to play Kentucky. And I think we were. And, you know, like I say, you got to play better than the other team. And we just didn't quite get that done tonight.
Coach, y'all lost DJ Moore in the first half. And I don't think he got back out there. But how did that affect you all, both defensively and special teams?
Bunch and offense. You know, he was going to run some of those quick sweeps that we were running Earl and Sean Walker. And I think he would have been great at them. But that's football, too. You know, you got to be able to get your substitutes in there. We did a pretty good job with that. Not only is he a starting corner, but he's the second team nickelback. And when Dalron Speed gets hurt, which he did tonight, that impacts a lot of people. So we were scrambling a little bit over there, but some people stepped up and played pretty well.
Coach, it seemed like there was an inordinate amount of injuries in the game today. Was there any specific reason for that?
I don't think so. You know, Josh Eames hurt his knee, but I think it was, you know, just somebody rolled up on against him. And DJ got, you know, hit on a kickoff return. Yeah, it was a good, clean tackle. So I can't explain it. No.
What's DJ got? Is it concussion?
No, he had a sternum or right on his collarbone. I think was really sore. He was holding it sort of like that. I'm not quite sure exactly the location, but it was somewhere in his chest.
Roughly a little hit you guys with all-purpose yards, I think about 120. Today, speed hurt you against Florida team speed. Talk about that. Is a thing that you've got to correct here and get more of?
Well, we always, you know, want to have speed, and you know, people get matchups on you sometimes that doesn't look like we can quite match up on. But I think we're getting closer, and Rafael does that to everybody. You know, he doesn't just do it to us.
Maybe one more. You just talk about the job that Jeff and Kaysen did today relative to what you all had looked for out of that.
Good. They ran it hard, and you know, we were hoping to run the football, you know, between the tackles, and they did a good job of it and allowed us to control the ball a little bit, especially in the first half.